Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. There is nothing more frustrating to the person or persons in a real estate business who get content marketing than to be shut down by other people in their agency who either just don't get it or they think it's a distraction. I was reminded of this during one of our recent workshops where I met the marketing manager of a boutique multi-office agency here in Australia who told me about the constant struggle to get buy-in from superiors. Although the CEO of their company said he understood the benefits of content marketing, it was up to the marketing manager to prove these benefits to the rest of their agents if there was to be any chance of more money to spend on these initiatives. I hear it time and time again from marketing managers or those in charge of the marketing function in a real estate business that it's near impossible to get a real estate agent to focus on creating helpful content to build an audience. And it's not hard to understand why. The real estate agents and property managers listening to this will say that they are paid to list and sell or manage property, and they don't have time to sit down and write a blog post or record a series of helpful Q&A style videos. The marketing managers listening to this know how important it is, for many reasons, that the people who should be creating content for their business are the people on the front line. The reality is, all of you are right. The best people to create content for your business are most certainly the people on the front line. If your property managers or salespeople feature in a piece of inherently helpful content in the form of a blog post, video, podcast, or some other form of media, it helps establish you as the definitive authority in your local market, far more than any advertising or promotional tactics would otherwise achieve. And it lets people get to know you before they ever meet you. Once an organization knows that content marketing is more about helping, less about selling, I believe deep down that every salesperson and property manager knows they need to create content that inspires their audience. While there are many reasons why some never start, the three big ones are: number one, they fear change. Number two, they are too impatient and they want leads right now. And number three, they're simply too busy. One of the statements that I get all the time from people in charge of marketing inside a real estate agency is this: Josh, I keep asking our salespeople and property managers to write a blog article or record a short video for our website or social media. And when they do, the content is either terrible or they just never get around to it. Sound familiar? The biggest challenge with content marketing is not executing the strategy. It's getting buy-in from the people in your organization that content marketing is what I believe to be the ultimate advantage in business today. But for those of you in charge of marketing in your office, and have been scratching your head on how to get your team to create more content for your business, I want to share with you a few easy steps that will not only get more of your team creating content more often, but it will get others in your team actively wanting to. The first step is not to try and get everyone on board at once. Instead, approach a few or even just one person in your business who you believe has an interest in raising their profile in the local market. This shouldn't take you long to figure out when it comes to the salespeople in your team, and ask them if they would like to be part of a six-month trial of content marketing in your business. Secondly, pick your strategy and keep it very, very simple. Is it educational content you are wanting to produce, such as market updates, local development approvals, or the economy? Or are you more of a lifestyle brand, creating content about the community that doesn't necessarily relate to real estate? Things like news, current events, or local trends. Either way you go, the people in your office should have plenty of questions they've been asked or experiences they've had themselves when it comes to both of those topics. Thirdly, ask your salespeople or property managers for just 15 minutes of their time to interview them about a topic of their choice based on your strategy, either just simply by recording an audio interview on your smartphone or video if they are more comfortable in front of a camera. Send your questions ahead of time so that they know what you will be asking about. You shouldn't need any longer than 15 minutes to do this. Once you've recorded your interview, have the audio transcribed by one of the many online services out there today that can do this for you by simply uploading your interview. We use a website called speechpad.com, and in just 24 hours after uploading our audio files, we get a fully transcribed interview for less than $1 a minute. Not bad, huh? Then take your transcribed interview and upload it to your website. If you've recorded your interview on video, be sure to embed the video right above the transcribed text. Now, the next part is critical. Make sure at the bottom of every article or blog post on your website that you attribute the content to the person in your office who has given you their time. Share the website link to the post with this person before anyone else, telling them how great a job they've done creating an amazing blog post, and invite them to share it with their audience, either via social media or an email to their database. Your next step is to share their content on your company social media and email channels, making sure you tag the relevant staff member on social media, or if sending an email, attributing the content to them. Each month, share the results with your team on just how many people have read your content or watched your videos. It's important that you provide constant feedback and endorsement to your team members on their content marketing efforts. At the end of the day, everyone wants to know how people are engaging with their marketing. I've seen this kind of approach yield extraordinary results in more cases than I can count and in more industries than I can remember. But it doesn't happen in a matter of days. It takes at least 6 to 12 months, if not more, of consistently creating helpful content before you'll start seeing amazing results. Heck, it's taken us 18 months of recording this podcast consistently every week to reach over 30,000 email subscribers and 75,000 downloads from agents all around the world. The lesson is, content marketing is a marathon, it's not a sprint. But by making it easy for your team to contribute content to your business, content that's already in their head, by making it easy for them to do so, and making them the hero to their audience, I can absolutely guarantee you that you will see a shift in the performance of all your marketing efforts. Over time, other staff in your office will catch the bug, and before you know it, you're all in with content marketing. For the agents and agencies we've seen adopt this very method, there's no going back for them. They have a library of helpful content on their website, a highly engaged email subscriber audience, and social media following. And they are months, if not years ahead of their competitors, who are stuck doing the same old interruption-style marketing that they've always done. My hope for the communities in which you serve is that the content marketing bug catches on in your office. Your next client is most certainly searching online. Don't let your competitors' helpful content be the first thing they find. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.